Hello everyone. Today we are going to learn about the union executive. It is nicely said by Daniel Lifeskind, government's first duty is to protect people, not run their lives. What we are going to learn from this lesson? The president, the vice president, the prime minister, council of ministers, and civil services. Now one question is for you. We know that the legislature makes laws. Who do you think implements the laws and how? Absolutely, the answer you are going to get from this lesson. Now let's see the introduction of this lesson. It is the job of the executive branch of the government to execute the law in an orderly fashion. The executive is in charge of handling the day-to-day affairs of the country and run it efficiently. Now let's turn towards the president. President is the constitutional and ceremonial head of the country. He or she acts on the advice of Prime Minister and its Council of Ministers. Now, what is the qualification to be an Indian President? He or she must be an Indian citizen. He or she must be 35 years of age or above. He or she must be qualified to be Lok Sabha. He or she should not hold any office of profit in government. Now, how the President is being elected? So, let's turn to see election of the President in India. It is by an electoral college. It consists of members of both houses of parliament and the state legislative assemblies. Also, the national territory of Delhi and the union territory of Puducherry, because they are having the state legislative assembly in that, though they are union territories. Now, what is the tenure of president? Let's see. For 5 years, the president is being elected, can be re-elected again after the term is completed. Successor must be elected before his or her tenure get over. Means the president's successor must be elected before his or her tenure get over. In case of death or resignation or impeachment, vice president assumes the duty and president must be elected within 6 months. Now, what is the impeachment? So, dear students, impeachment means the removal of a government official from his office without his consent, in which president comes. Any house can start the process of impeachment. 2/3 members should be agree for the same, then only impeachment will be proceed. And once the impeachment is successful in both the houses, the person need to give the resignation from the office. Did you know that Pratibha Devi Singh Patil, the 12th president of India, was the first woman to be elected as president? She was in office from 2007 to 2012. Now we have to see about the vice president. Vice president is assisting to the president. The vice president takes the place of the president if the latter has passed away or till a new president is elected. What is the qualification of the vice president? Qualifications: he or she must be an Indian citizen. He or she must have more than 35 years of age, must be qualified to be a member of Rajya Sabha, and should not hold any office of profit under the government. Now, who the people they elect the vice president? The members of parliament only, means Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha members only elects the vice president. No state legislative assembly takes part in the election of vice president. Now, what is the tenure for vice president? Same as president, it is 5 years, can remain in office even after the expiry till successor is chosen. Now, what is the salary of the president, vice president and prime minister? That will be the homework for you. Now it is a challenge to you people to surf on Google or in the reference books and get the salaries of the 3 person of president, vice president and prime minister. Now, removal process of the vice president. If majority of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha members passed a resolution of by majority, the president can be removed from the office. The resolution to remove the vice president can be moved only if the president has been given a 14-day notice for the same. Now let's turn towards the prime minister. The prime minister is the real head of the union executive in India. The president formally appoints the leader for the majority party as the prime minister. Prime minister and its council of ministers looks after day-to-day functioning of the government. Now what is the qualification to be a prime minister of India? So, must be an Indian citizen, should be member of Lok Sabha or Rajya Sabha, should not hold any office of profit in government. So, next point, tenure of Prime Minister. Basically, it is 5 years unless he and his council or she or her council of ministers are voted out of power. Then, powers and functions of Prime Minister. Prime Minister is responsible for framing national policies of the government. Prime Minister is the ex-officio chairman of the Planning Commission. It is now Niti Aayog, N-I-T-I Aayog. Prime Minister is responsible for the functioning of the executive and the legislature. Prime Minister selects ministers from his party and allocates portfolios. Prime Minister supervises the meetings of the cabinet and council of ministers. He or she also supervises the work of ministers. Prime Minister is acting like link between president and council of ministers. Prime Minister also advises the president on all the matters. President is bound by Article 54 of the Indian Constitution to act on the foremost advice, means on the Prime Minister's advice and Council of Ministers. The President can also dissolve the Lok Sabha on the advice of Prime Minister. Now, few questions are there for you. Just mark state whether true or false. Members of State Legislative Assembly take part in the election of the Vice President. True or false? Second, the Prime Minister's salary is lower than of the Vice President. True or false? Now let's turn towards Council of Ministers. That part we are going to see in the part 2. That's it from part 1. Have a good time ahead. Thank you.